One of the world's great art collections may be moving out of a Philadelphia suburb. The financially troubled Barnes Foundation filed a petition yesterday to relocate downtown. Officials hope the new site will attract more visitors and more money. But before the collection may be moved, a county court would have to substantially revise the will of the Barnes founder. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
When he died in 1951, Philadelphia businessman Albert Barnes left behind what some say is the greatest private collection of art in America. He filled his mansion in the suburb of Lower Merion with masterpieces of European art, arranged alongside folk art from Africa and America. Influenced by progressive philosophers like John Dewey, Barnes imagined his collection less as a museum and more as a classroom where working-class Philadelphians of all races would learn to see and think differently. In his will, he left control of the foundation to historically black Lincoln University, and he left an endowment of $10 million. Current foundation officials say conservative investment kept that endowment from growing. Dr. Bernard Watson, president of the Barnes Foundation's Board of Trustees, spoke with reporters yesterday.
We're operating on fumes, basically. We're trying to get through each year without going into bankruptcy.
The foundation is prohibited by Barnes' will from selling or even lending from the collection to raise money. In 1993, a court authorized a one-time world tour of works by Cézanne, Matisse, and Van Gogh, among others. The tour raised $17 million, but Watson claims that, too, is gone. Yesterday, Watson announced that donors, including the Pew Charitable Trusts, the Lenfest Foundation, and the Annenberg Foundation, had promised to help raise $150 million to create a new building for the Barnes and establish a new endowment if the foundation moves its collection to Philadelphia's Museum District. Rebecca Reimel is president of the Pew Charitable Trusts. She says the Barnes could barely survive in a suburban location that restricted the number of visitors to the galleries.
They have petitioned the courts and failed in their ability to allow more people to come. They have a fabulous collection, and their donor with the desire to have everyone be able to visit it, and they are able to honor their donor's intent.
The $150 million is also contingent on expanding the board of the Barnes from 5 to 15. Lincoln University would continue to nominate 4 board members. Critics have suggested the new arrangement would put the collection under the control of the very Philadelphia art establishment its founder despised. Dr. Albert Barnes once referred to the Philadelphia Museum of Art as a house of artistic and intellectual prostitution. Yesterday, Foundation CEO Kimberly Camp stressed that the Barnes Foundation would remain independent.
This, however, does not mean in any way that we are becoming part of any other organization. This plan calls for the foundation to remain its own separate organization with its separate governance, and we will continue to be the Barnes Foundation.
Attorneys for the foundation say they'll ask the court to consider the predominant goal of the donor. A modified Barnes Foundation, they say, is better than a bankrupt one.
That's not the way the law is written.
Local attorney Nicholas Tenari was a student at the Barnes Foundation. Since 1993, he's run a watchdog group called Barnes Watch. With $4.2 million in a trust controlled by the court, Tenari says the foundation is far from broke.
The law is written, it has to be impossible to run the place the way the donor wanted it, and then we'll give you relief. Well, I don't see this situation as impossible. And if the court gives it to them, they're going to create another chapter that says it only has to be inconvenient.
Everyone agrees that a new Barnes Gallery just down the road from the Philadelphia Museum of Art would be a major tourist attraction for the city. It's now up to the courts to decide if that's truly what Dr. Barnes intended. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.